It probably speaks more to the person. His quality play speaks to the player that he is. But he needs no endorsement from me. You guys are pretty familiar with him. He's a regional guy. He's a tough competitor. He was an instant contributor in Morgantown. He's got an awesome background from a Reed perspective, a high school wrestling champ, and got a lot of respect for that combat sport. Just really comfortable with him as a player and as a person.
Man, that Steelers draft went about as well as most people hoped to get the position of need, the center in the second round, with Zach Frazier of West Virginia. And here to talk about Zach is his offensive line coach from West Virginia. Mr. Matt Moore is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Matt, we appreciate you coming on. I'm going to start you with a little story that you're very familiar with, and it's from a guy by the name of Mike DeFabo, wrote this on The Athletic. He said, if you're looking for one snap that sums up Zach Frazier, look no further than the last play of his college career. You guys are down by four. You need to go 80 yards for the win. On the first play, Frazier gets hit in a weird way and breaks his leg. And as DeFabo writes, the natural response would have been to stay down and wait for attention. This guy hopped onto his one healthy leg and bear crawled off the field. What do you remember about that, and what does that say about Zach Frazier?
You know, when that happened, it was an awesome thing to see, but it just didn't surprise me at all. That's you know, that's who he is. That's what he brought to our program. Just that toughness, that selflessness, and you know, he came. You know, and like we were all panicking on the sideline. Coach Brown was saying, get out. Because, you know, he never gets hurt, right? So we knew it was something serious. And he comes off the field, and he just kind of flops there on the sideline. And he's, like, trying to look at the Jumbotron. He's like, did they call a timeout? Did they got him? Like, no, they're still going. He's like, why was Coach Brown telling me to get out? And I was like, well, we knew you were hurt, man. We didn't want, you know, he's like, we didn't have a timeout. It was going to be, you know, he knew the whole situation. He's like, there's no timeouts left. They're going to run the time off the clock. And, you know, he laid there on his back as the trainers are looking at his leg. And all he's wanting to do is sit up and see the Jumbotron to see if we score, wanting to know if we scored. And, you know, that's what he's all about, man. He's a team guy. He's tough as nails. And just, you know, raised, you know, the way a lot of people in this part of the country are raised. You know, his grandfather was a miner, and mom and dad are school teachers, and just, you know, blue collar, hardworking. You know, he just has an unbelievable work ethic and toughness about him that, you know, just as a coach, man, you absolutely love.
Well, I think, you know, the toughness, the hard nose part of it and all that stuff is one part of that story that tells you a lot about him as a player. But the other part of it is that he completely knew the entire situation of the game, knew exactly the rules of the game. Obviously, you want your center to be the smartest guy that you have out there because of all the things he has to do. That probably speaks volumes to how, you know, intelligent a player is as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, you have kind of, to me, you know, I've been doing this for a while. Sometimes you have really smart players, and sometimes you have really smart players that think on their feet really well. And, you know, that's where you see great quarterbacks and great centers. It's like he's a smart guy, but he keeps the same mentality all the time. He can play really hard, and he can play at a high level, but it's like his mind stays in the same calm. He's thinking about things. He can think about the down and distance. He can look at the stance of D linemen. He can look at the width of a linebacker. He can look at the depth of a safety, and he can put in his head what he thinks the defense is fixing to do. And he did that his whole career. Studied film like nobody I've ever been around. I mean, he set the bar here. When he came in as an 18-year-old freshman, he set the bar here from a work ethic standpoint, from a wanting to learn football standpoint, and just really it's something that I, you know, our whole team has benefited from is he changed the way things were when we first got here. And now I've got an old line room full of guys that want to play like him, want to study like him, want to take care of their body like him. And, like, he's got that mindset, man. That's where he plays. He plays at a high level, but he plays at a really calm level.
West Virginia offensive line coach Matt Moore on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Well, that's a good lead into my next question, Matt. And I wonder if you can explain, just in real simple terms that we can all understand, sort of the role of a center beyond the physical part, like adjustments at the line of scrimmage. What kinds of things are they doing at the line of scrimmage in terms of, are they changing protections? What are they doing, and how important is it to have a football smart guy doing it?
So in our offense, he is the second quarterback. So we take a lot off our quarterback as far as protection and run game responsibility, and we put it on the center. So if you think about it, when he walks up to the line of scrimmage every time, he's got two guys on each side of him, sometimes three if we got a tight end, or four if we got two tight ends. And he has to start. He's got to tell where everything's going to start. And like wherever he starts, everybody works out from there, if that makes sense. If he wants to start on the left side, then everything's going to work out from there. If he wants to start right in the middle. So he is really key. And there was one stat that I think it's PFF, Pro Football Focus, keeps. And it goes by how many times you run the ball and there's an unblocked player at the point of attack, which basically is saying when the O-line screws up, right? When we miscall the front or miss ID or miscommunicate. Well, for 3 years in a row, we are in the top 2 to 3 in the country in the least amount of unblocked players at the point of attack. And that goes back to Zach Frazier, where he was so good at communicating and he had such a good mind, spatial awareness, of being able to see linebackers and safeties. And, you know, you get big sets, you get two tight end sets, or you get short yardage or goal line, and there's a lot of bodies down there. You're solely as a coach depending on that one guy to see what you want him to see and to start everything where you want it to start. And that's, he did a phenomenal job of that. There was times, you know, there's times we get down the goal line and the defense misaligns. And, you know, sometimes the defense will miss a line, but they'll have too many on one side and you don't block them, right? Well, you know, there's several times where he goes up and he sees the misalignment and he changes the mic call and he gets us a hat on a hat. We walk in untouched, you know, and everybody's applauding the running back when really it was him coming up and seeing where the defense misaligned and fixing things. And I think that's where on the next level that kind of stuff is going to be something that's going to really be invaluable to those guys in the NFL, of his ability to stay calm and to be able to see defenses and to be able to make the mic call. I think that's something that's really going to help him.
When you were on the staff when he was being recruited, so you got a chance to see his, you know, recruitment process. I would imagine, just everything we know about him, it wasn't really hard to convince him to come to West Virginia, given, you know, he seems like a loyal guy, and it seems like that would be, you know, where he'd want to be, just, you know, his family and everything else.
Well, it wasn't always like that. So when we came in here, the staff that we followed, you know, and I knew several of those guys real well, and they weren't big on him. They thought he was too short. They weren't really recruiting him. And, you know, and he didn't like it. There's a lot of things that went on that he didn't like it up here. He wasn't a big, you know, he wasn't a shoe-in, man. When I got here, he was like, he was a junior. He was like, I don't know about West Virginia. You know, I got these other places recruiting me. So we really had to buckle in. I had to buckle in and, like, get to know him and show him that we were different and, like, we really wanted him. Because, you know, sometimes with in-state recruiting, some people think that that you don't have to try. But, you know, we've made a point here at West Virginia where – we're going to try to keep the best kids in the state, and you have to recruit them. And it wasn't the what you would think as far as him just being a shoe-in here. So we had to really recruit him and stay after him and build a relationship with him and his family. And, you know, once that was done, and once he's one of those dudes that once he said this is where he wanted to come, you know, it was locked in after that. But yeah, early on it was a little hit and miss there early on. We had to get him up here and really do some recruiting on him to show him that this place is going to be able to develop him. He wasn't just an overly recruited guy out of high school. You know, he wasn't like a 4-star, 5-star, anything like that. Played a lot of D-line, had a Stanford offer as a D-lineman. So he's always been a really active player. But, you know, he's developed himself to a 5-star player through the weight room and nutrition and film study, and just a very devoted, very you know, he's almost military style the way he approaches every day. He's getting up at 5:30 every morning. He's gonna do the same thing every day. He loves structure, and just really feeds off structure, which really is going to make him a good NFL player.
Matt, I thought I read where he squats. I don't know. These numbers mean nothing to me because it's so foreign what happens in a weight room. 675 pounds. Bottom line is, I read he's an absolute animal in the weight room. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we very rarely put that kind of weight on their back. A lot of that is projected. But I tell you where, Zach, like where his core is so strong from his wrestling background, he's got like 10-inch hands. Like his hands are really strong. His core is really, really strong. Cause, you know, you get guys that are big bench pressers, big squatters, and that's good. But when you get those dudes that have that strong low back and core, you know, what the old-timey guys would just say, like country strong, that's where he is, man. He's one of those guys that can control you with his core of his body. And that's where his strength comes in. When he gets his big old hands, he gets his hands on people. I mean, there's a clip when he played TCU a couple years ago. He got a hold of a linebacker, and he had his hands on him. The linebacker tried to cross over, and he just took his hands and he flipped the guy up on his head. And this was a starting. You know, the kid just crossed his feet over, and he just took his hands like he turned in a steering wheel and just flipped him completely all the way over. So yeah, he's got some unbelievable core strength. And just court strong hands.
You, the one thing that seems really clear, and I heard Neil Brown yesterday, I think it was, on our air, and a number of different people that cover West Virginia. And the one thing that seems very, very clear is, beyond everything he's going to do on the field, he's a tremendous leader and great locker room guy.
Yeah, but you won't hear him. He's not a big vocal guy. He's going to set the example by how hard he's working. And he's just going to, you know, I know when he gets on that level, he's going to really want to learn a lot from the older guys. And really, you know, he's not going to go up there talking about what he's done, but he will get in there and he'll work. He'll stay late. He'll get there early. And I think he'll get the respect of those guys really quick just because he is humble. He wants to learn. He knows he doesn't know it all. And he's going to work his butt off. And, you know, when you get in those kind of situations with those kind of type A personality guys, and they see a dude that's humble and wants to learn and is willing to work, that usually works out pretty good. And I think what fits the Steelers so well is just his blue collar, humble mentality and approach. I've always just, you know, really looked up to those guys and Coach Tomlin and how good of a job he does with just, you know, how hard those guys work and sticking to that identity. And I think he fits it perfect.
Matt Moore, West Virginia offensive line coach, just a couple more minutes. I'll put you on the other side of the ball here. If you were a defensive guy, Matt, and I'm curious about this. Is there something about Zach that the Ravens, Bengals, Browns of the world will try to exploit? In other words, something that might be his biggest adjustment or something he needs to shore up before he can thrive at the NFL level?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, try to get on his edge from a pass rush standpoint, make him show you that he can handle an athletic edge rusher on third down. You know, I think that's going to be something that people are going to try to get on him because, you know, he's 6'2 and some change. He's not a 6'5 guy, but he has fairly decent arm length for a center, I think 32. But I think that's what a lot of people are going to try to do is get that. But, you know, the thing is with him is he's really smart and he understands angles and he understands leverage. And, you know, he's going to show him that, like, hey, you may be faster than me, but I understand angles and I'm going to still take my angle where I can get in front of you and shut down this pass rush. So I think that's kind of where some people are like, hey, let's try to take advantage of him on this. But, you know, I think run game wise, he's going to be exactly what they want. He's just got to show them on third and long that he can shore up an athletic, you know, pass rush situation where they bring either a D end or a three technique and put them over the nose, put them on the center and show that he can handle that.
Well, and I think that's going to be the biggest adjustment, obviously, is it's a little different in the NFL than it is in college. But it seems to me because he is very, you know, like we've been talking about, so smart, and because of his wrestling background, he's going to be able to mitigate some of whatever the physical disadvantages that he might perceived or otherwise might have, correct?
Yes, I agree with that 100%. I know this. I know he's smart, but he also loves football, and he's going to study, and he's going to talk to the older guys, and he's going to work on things that he knows that are his weakness. He's working on them right now. I mean, he's been here the past 2 days, you know, working out on the field. He's got guys out there trying to speed rush him. He's got, I mean, he just loves it. He's gonna work every day. And like I said, he's been here, and I think the only day he missed a workout was the day he had to go, the day after the draft when he had to go to Pittsburgh and do all the media stuff. Other than that, he's been grinding, and you know, he's gonna take care of his body, and he's gonna be ready to go. I think they report the 5th, and he's really excited about it.
Matt, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. That was fantastic stuff. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime I get a chance to push our guys and especially a great player like him, everything he's done for us and done for this program, I love it. I wish him all the luck in the world. Can't wait to watch him play.
Us neither. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
That is Matt Moore.